At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin ultra soft on the potty, this is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty fight.
She's crushing it.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Federal Reserve announcing interest rates will remain unchanged. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
We were expecting this to be the decision today, so the focus was really on what is the Fed going to do moving forward. Back in December, Fed policymakers were looking at three interest rate cuts at some point this year, and along with this decision today, it looks like that has not changed. The Fed's still expecting to cut interest rates three times this year.
The Fed's funds rate remains between 5.25% and 5.5%. The EPA announcing its most ambitious vehicle emission standards for new vehicles. The agency says those standards for model years 2027 to 2032 are expected to reduce emissions in the U.S. by over 7 billion metric tons. A third former Mississippi law enforcement officer has been sentenced to 17 and a half years for targeting and torturing two black men. This is ABC News. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he's stepping down, citing personal and political reasons.
In the words of Leo Varadkar,
politicians are human beings and we have our limitations. We give it everything until we can't anymore. And then we have to move on.
Reflecting on his time in office,
I've learned so much about so many things, met so many people who I'd never got to meet, been to places I would never have seen, both home and abroad. And I am deeply grateful for it.
He'll remain Prime Minister until a replacement has been found. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The outgoing Prime Minister also announcing he'll step down as leader of his party. Ireland will hold a general election early next year. After years of losing money, JetBlue will end service in several cities as the airline focuses on stronger markets. JetBlue executives say that the route changes will also help the airline cope with the grounding of some of its planes for engines inspections. JetBlue has lost more than $2 billion since 2019. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayland. Problems for the recall effort against Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. During a Tuesday WisPolitics luncheon in Madison, the Republican leader said there's a lot of fraud, and he called recall organizers morons.
These people do not deserve the respect that anybody gave them in the media over the course of the last three months, but they literally now believe that I organized the recall and that I went out and found people to circulate it to discredit their efforts.
Racine County DA says her office is investigating complaints from people who say their signatures were forged on recall documents. A Organizers submitted more than 10,000 signatures, but Election Commission staff found they failed to get enough from the district Voss was elected to when the recall started. A project to widen a stretch of I-94 in Milwaukee could face a legal challenge. Sierra Club Wisconsin campaign coordinator Cassie Steiner says adding lanes often fails to bring the intended benefits.
In many cases, it doesn't fix the problem that the departments of transportation are suggesting that it will. Crash rates become more deadly in general. Congestion becomes worse.
Opponents of the nearly $1.5 billion eight-lane project want to see it kept to six lanes. They're holding a press conference this morning. Charges are filed against a 27-year-old Milwaukee man accused of a shooting spree inside a Milwaukee-area FedEx facility. Isaiah Dorsey was arrested after he allegedly discharged 25 rounds of ammo from an automatic handgun inside the unoccupied Menominee Falls FedEx distribution center. When police at the scene spotted Dorsey exiting the building with a gun in his hand, officers say Dorsey dropped his weapon, but he resisted arrest when he was taken into custody. Authorities say damage at the facility exceeded $2,500 from the shooting. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with winds still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds out ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 27.
The futures erase early losses. Live cattle and feeder cattle seem to be content to hold close to unchanged ahead of Friday's cattle on feed report, while lean hog futures posted a third consecutive lower close.
Live from the tippy tippy top of Hump Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a talk with Ben Brown from MIZZOU. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Laurie.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Look at you adopting the new home state lingo.
That's right.
Look at you. Look at you go.
I was playing a few months ago, in a club in North Kansas City. They had the TV on. It was, I believe, Mizzou playing Ohio State in some sort of game of note.
Okay.
And I do recall playing the Copacabana when Mizzou sealed the game.
Okay.
No one even thanked me.
Really?
It was the Manilow that pushed him over the edge. I'm convinced of that. Freaking Tigers. I love Barry Manilow. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Well, those that did responded. Responded. Yes. I love
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely they did. For sure.
Love it. All right, man. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Week is moving right along. And, boy, the Fed decided to leave interest rates unchanged. No surprise there.
Sure.
But some of the comments that are coming from Fed Chairman Powell in his press briefing remind me of some comments that we've had from Dr. Vince Malanga at LaSalle Economics over the years. That being, sometimes I wish they just keep their mouth shut.
Okay.
You know, telegraphing is one thing, but just removing the opportunity for all surprise is another thing. He's even talking about, you know, don't forget, we don't have to have a meeting in order to make adjustments to monetary policy. So basically what he's saying right there is, listen, if the economic data suggests we should, move between the FOMC meetings, we will. We will do that. That's one of the last things that I thought that they had left that they could surprise the market with, Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't even do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't find that surprising at all.
Right. Well, we'll talk with Bud. We'll talk with Bubba about that. We'll get some perspective on it from Ben Brown at the University of Missouri.
Yeah, man.
And, yeah, let's get to the news. What do you
let's
got?
Let's do some news. May soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower in near-session highs and drifted to the downside throughout the day. Front month SRW spiked support at 540 before recovering to close mid-range. So far, Chip, this week's high is below last week's low. And May SRW futures and the low is just above last week's low. Traders are looking for more of this consolidative pattern ahead of USDA reports at the end of the month. Traders today did note headlines out of Russia suggesting the country will do what it can to make its wheat competitive in export channels, and that limited buying interest. July HRW wheat futures were 1¾ cents lower today, 573¾. July SRW wheat down 7 cents to 560¼. July spring wheat closed at 661, down a penny and a half, Chip.
Yeah, it's not very often that you can change one word and make a sentence more descriptive of the situation, but I'm going to try here.
Okay.
Today's trade did, traders today did note headlines out of Russia that suggest the country will do what it must to make its wheat competitive. Mm-hmm. You know that whatever the situation is, Russian wheat is going to be the most affordable in the world as we go forward.
Ethanol production in the weekend at March 15 averaged 1.046 million barrels per day, up 22,000 barrels from the previous week and 49,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks rose a modest 227,000 barrels in the week to just over 26 million. Buying interest in corn was limited by spillover pressure from wheat. Also, Chip, reports indicate China's imports of Brazilian corn in the first 2 months of this year totaled 4.1 million metric tons. Oof, that's up 178% from a year ago. Imports of U.S. corn totaled just under 767,000 metric tons. That one's down 67% from a year ago. May corn futures a half penny lower, 439. July corn unchanged at 452 and a quarter. December corn futures closed at 474 and three quarters. Up 1½ cents, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, lost market share to Brazil has been a hot topic of discussion in the markets this week. Yep.
USDA this morning announced the sale of 120,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations in the current marketing year. That demand, along with gains in soybean meal and bean oil futures, helped bean prices rally sharply. It also helped beans shrug off reports that China's imports of Brazilian beans in the first 2 months of this year totaled nearly 7 million metric tons, up 211% from a year ago, while imports of U.S. beans at 5 million tons were down 49% from a year ago. May bean futures opened at near-session lows and closed near-session highs, and at the highest level since February 1st, May beans were 24 cents higher, 1209 and a half. July beans up 23, 1223 and a quarter. November beans closed at 12 bucks and one quarter cent, up 19 cents on the day.
July soybean meal today up $8.10 a ton. July bean oil up 84 points. It was a good day in the soy complex.
I got a hustle here. July cotton 100 points lower, 92.12 on your livestock. April fat cattle were 25 cents lower today, 187.80. April feeder futures 15 cents lower, 254.92 and a half. And April lean hog futures 52½ cents lower, 85.30, Chip.
Thank you, Davis. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Well, the Dow is up more than 340 points. They must have
The world is safe. We have no issues. The economy is great. Let's go out and spend some more money and get deeper in debt because the Fed's going to cut rates, they said, three times this year now. Now, I guess there's no inflation. I guess they're going to change the target from 2% to 4% now because inflation is as high as it can be. And how these imbeciles can actually say that they're going to cut rates three times this year is almost laughable, especially if you're at the age of 35 or older. You know that rates should never be at this rate, and they should be higher anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. Bubba, when I heard the comments from Chairman Powell about ideas of cutting rates, but we're still committed to getting that inflation rate down to 2%. I'm thinking to myself, the only way you're getting down to 2% is if you have two or three interest rate increases, not cuts right. This year.
Look, this is a political statement. That's what it really comes down to, because if you look at the metrics, forget about anything else, look at the bond market, look at the inversion of the yield curve, look at all the interest rate markets out there, and they're telling you that they cannot cut rates. So if they do cut rates legitimately, it's purely political, which is why they said that it would be later in the year. So if President Biden needs some help, you'll see some rate cuts towards the end of the year here, towards the election, because logically and realistically, you cannot cut rates into the economy we have now, especially with with people spending like crazy and building more and more debt, because the money is still relatively inexpensive.
Yep. You know, we're a long ways from September, but if they cut rates in September, Bubba, everything that you just said is 100% correct. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, babe. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. Ben Brown is next.
All right, let's see here. Acuron Corn Herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and out-yields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit findmorebushels.com to discover your revenue potential today. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion, that USDA program. It's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls and seminar discounts, plus access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Are you ready to maximize your yields? Use Germinator Steel Closing Wheels. Germinator Steel Closing Wheels provide a 13 bushel advantage per acre in no-till and a 7 bushel advantage per acre in conventional as compared to standard rubber wheels.
Caution, please confirm that you have additional space in your bin before adopting Germinator Closing Wheel Systems.
Call 712-520-6051 or visit farmshopmfg.com to place your order today.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad you're with us. The commentary, Davis, surrounding, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is sometimes sometimes when you hear the commentary, your immediate reaction, I'll admit, sometimes I just need to pull back and not react immediately to it and give myself a little bit of time to maybe decipher what exactly he is saying. But then when you get Bubba on, who basically says, listen, they should not be thinking about interest rate cuts. If anything, if they're going to get inflation under control, there may have to be an interest rate increase between now and the end of the year. Yeah. That would shock the market. There's a surprise move, something that might actually get the market reaction that they are looking for. I don't know. But it's so when you get that response from Bubba that kind of supports what you were thinking, it's a little easier to get out there on a limb and say some things. That's for sure.
Interesting. The stock market was so enthusiastic. I wonder if the report had something to do with that too.
Oh yeah, you bet. Let's get Ben Brown's take on that. Ben's an ag economist there at the University of Missouri. Ben, how are you, my friend? It's good to talk with you again.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you too, Chip. I got the pleasure of talking with Davis last time I was on the program.
Right?
And so it's nice to have you both. Yeah, we had a great time. I think I even got like the elusive third spot like the third block of time as well. So
you were very generous with your time. Appreciate you.
We had a good time, didn't we? But Chip, it's nice to have you back too. Yeah, nice to have you back.
I was just gonna say, if you guys feel like I'm in the way, I can always be, take over Davis's job for this one. That would be all right.
Well, it's nice to have you both. I'll take you both. How about
good,
that?
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Well, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
You bet, Ben. You bet. I'm glad to hear that. So the interest rates and some of the comments that we're getting from Chairman Powell, what's your overall take?
Yeah, good question. So I would generally agree that I think the language about how strong of a confirmation for interest rate hikes cuts and three of them still this year surprised me, because the Federal Reserve has largely used these press conferences as a way to control markets in a way, right? Like it's been a tactic that Jerome Powell has used. He's used it very effectively, especially with those longer term market based rates. They've used the press conferences to kind of manage expectations, and then to almost go against that today and say that they still anticipated three interest rate cuts. That's why we've seen the stock market rally as much as what we have. I'll dig down in the notes or in some of their reports.
Yep.
So every quarter we get, their updated dot plot diagram and their updated forecast of all the different macroeconomic assumptions for the next couple of years. And so the last one we had was in December. We got another update today after during their press conference today. And to me, what was interesting was looking through those and comparing those to the previous, the December report.
Okay.
We basically we've reduced the downside distribution. So if you look at those, if you look at their indicators, all their indicators moved the opposite direction that they want them to go, right? Like they basically were saying inflation's going to be a little bit hotter than what we anticipated in December. Unemployment's going to be a little lower than what we anticipated in December, than what we anticipated. And those are that's not the direction you want these to go if you're trying to encourage inflation to continue to reduce to the growth of inflation to continue to slow. And so you look at those, and then you look at the individual Fed members and their responses. And basically what happened is those that were on the low end in December are now a little bit higher, and the ones that were on the high end are still they're still where they were, right? They haven't changed their position. And so I'm sitting here and I'm saying, the fact that they doubled down on this message in the press conference, and that's the channel in which they've been using to communicate and manage markets in the future, I'm just surprised of how clear cut that language was.
Yeah.
And I think the market was surprised, and that's why you saw the reaction today. I still maintain, I just don't know if we can go, this long and not think about increasing rates at least one or two more times, right?
Like, yeah.
That has been my position for months now. and I maintain that position today. And the Fed kind of went the opposite way. So very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Man, that's good stuff, Ben. Wow. Really good. And I think anybody that deals with borrowed money and has interest rate as a cost on their balance sheets needs to be paying attention to this, because even if the Fed decides, listen, no interest rate increase is better than it, if they would just decide to hold interest rates steady and hold them higher for longer, that's still going to have an impact on the cash interest rates, the real interest rates that banks are charging out there, isn't it? I mean, I don't think
correct.
There's any question.
But we didn't even get that.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
My point. We didn't even get that today. And so that's just what's fascinating, is they could have taken that route. They could have left interest rates where they were, taken a little stronger stance in this post-press conference, you know, language. And we didn't even get that, right? So it's just, it was very good interesting. Stuff. Yeah, very, very interesting. You were talking about borrowing money. I want to, this is something that, you know, just has been on top of mind lately when I'm working with farmers and we're talking about, you know, how to incorporate this low margin, high interest rate environment into our management mindsets and stuff like that. And I'm gonna give you a personal story here for a second. I just bought a new car. And I was prepared to pay it off. I had the money to pay it off. I was very fortunate to do that. But the car dealership said, well, if you finance it, we can knock another $1,000 off that price. And I said something about, well, what's your interest rate? And they were willing to lock in a 3-year fixed interest rate at 1.9%. And I turned around and said, how can you do that? I mean, like, how are you still offering interest rates at 1.9%? And that's what's amazing to me, is like, we have this strong like difference between what some people are offering for interest rates and what other people are offering for interest rates. And so there's an opportunity to shop around, is really what I'm saying, that we haven't seen for a long time, because some people are locked in at different prices. And that's just another point I want to make, is that you can shop around a lot of times and find a better interest rate. So.
Exactly. Which gets to another comment that Bubba made, and that is consumers continue to spend money and continue to finance. And I don't know, you know, the recession that we were supposed to have, Ben, was so well advertised, yet it hasn't happened. And a big part of the reason that it hasn't happened is because of the consumer's willingness to spend, right?
Yeah, that is true. We have seen consumer, you know, expenditures just at very strong levels. Something you want to talk about, another dichotomy, and I'm not trying to make a political statement here. Please don't. As our listeners, please don't say this is a political statement, but poll after poll and a lot of different parties across the spectrum continues to suggest that average people, you know, assume that the state, or they share that the economy's in poor health, right? Like that the economy's not good. And yet when we get the actual data about consumer confidence, like that's just been screaming off the chart. It reduced a little bit here the last month. Right. But we consumer confidence was extremely high in the future of the economy. And that's just not matching what we've seen in polls. That's not, you know, consumer expenditure would certainly suggest that people have faith in the economy. And yet we're also getting these signals of like, well, the economy's not good. Right. And so I go back to this point of, we're entering into a period of time, and we've experienced this in the past, to where what people are actually doing and what they think is happening does not match. And history would tell us that creates a very dangerous position, and because you're not managing your risk, right? You're not thinking about the risks that face your operation when your expectations and what you're doing do not align, right? That's my point. It's like it creates this huge, you know, cliff of, you will, if I'll use farm finance, for instance. Let me just bring this back to agriculture. You know, if you assume that the economy is in poor health, but yet you go out and you buy a new tractor or something like that, you're not taking your own financial standings into consideration, and maybe taking on more risks than you're capable of handling.
Right.
If in fact the economy does turn, right?
Right.
So it is a challenge. We're entering into that period where things are becoming blurry, and it's paralyzing our management decisions.
That's I think that's exactly the right way to say it. The vision that we've got going forward is blurry because on one hand, we've got all the data that suggests the economy is performing well and that elusive soft landing is happening. And on the other hand, consumers are reminded every time they go to the grocery store that the grocery bill is 20% higher than it was 3 years ago. The gas tank is 20% more to fill up than it was 3 years ago. There's all those conflicting messages. We'll talk more about it with Ben Brown next.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Invita. Invita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Invita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Invita fits your farm. Invita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Invita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where July HRW wheat futures were 1¾ cents lower at 573¾. July SRW wheat down 7 cents to 560¼. May corn futures were a half penny lower, 439. December corn futures closed at 474¾. That's up 1½ cents today. May soybean futures 24 cents higher, 1209½. November beans closed at $12.25, up 19 cents on the day. July cotton was 100 points lower today, 92.12. And on your livestocks, April fat cattle 25 cents lower, 187.80. April feeders 15 cents lower, 254.92½. And April lean hog futures 52½ cents lower to close at 85.30. Get more market news every market day, won't you? Visit TribeProFarmer.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
There are many reasons growers trust Stein on their operations. For starters, we're home to the industry's highest yielding genetics. But we have something else just as powerful and reliable as our products: service. With Stein, growers have the benefit of leveraging decades of knowledge from our talented agronomy and sales teams. We're ready to walk the field with you to ensure you get the yield benefits Stein Genetics can bring to your farm. Stein Seed. Dedicated to yield. Committed to you.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sitting under sunny skies, highs will only rise to the low 30s. But with winds still blasting us out of the north up to 30 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to feeling like the 20s. By tomorrow, we'll see increasing clouds out ahead of the snowstorm smacking by the evening. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 27.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Man, I've been working too hard, 10-hour days and
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. Great conversation with Ben going so far. Ben Brown from the University of Missouri. Dude, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that conversation in the last segment. That was really good and important. It's important concepts that I think farmers need to be thinking about as they're building their budgets for the year ahead, man. It's really important. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you, Chip. Yeah, you thanks. And we've seen it, you know, like, so I'll talk one final thing about, you know, mm-hmm. this misalignment. We've seen a huge surge in variable rate loans for ag land and operating again. The idea is that the hope that interest rates will come down. Well, what if they don't? Right. Like that's the risk. And what are you doing? Can your operation withstand an interest rate hike from a financial sensitivity analysis or sensitivity basis of higher interest rates? Right. Like that's what I'm talking about is that mismatch there. So.
Yep. Good. Good. Good counsel. All right. Your friends at FAPRI there at the University of Missouri, I think Pat Westhoff was in D.C. yesterday, wasn't he?
That's correct. Yeah, I went out and briefed the House and Senate Ag Committees and USDA and rolled out our baseline for the year. So yesterday was the release of our annual 10-year outlook for crop markets, prices, and government costs and farm income. And so this is what we use to start policy analysis with. This is the foundation, and then everything else from here works off these numbers. So
okay. Let's kind of jump to the bottom line on all of this, and that is farm revenue, net farm revenue. When you look at it from 2 years ago to last year to what it's expected to be this year, this is a storm that the industry is going to have to weather, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's back to this high interest rates, low margin environment.
Yeah.
Not all crops, not all areas of agriculture, seeing the decline in commodity prices. Cattle's the one that stands out, right? Cattle prices continue to move higher due to, you know, lower supplies, herd liquidation, stuff like that. And, you know, in dairy and beef and pork, cheaper feed costs help improve margins as well in those areas. So not everyone is facing this margin squeeze per se, or at least, you know, but certainly on the crop side, we do see that when we pull everything together, right? So like 2023 is expected to be about $30 billion in aggregate less than 2022. Then when we look ahead to 2024, 2024 numbers, right? Like a decline again in 2024, and then another decline in 2025, and pretty much every subsequent year after that. So it's a deteriorating picture, which, you know, many of our crop producers are already in that environment. But it's hard to see, you know, strong rallies in farm income, at least in the current outlook.
Right, and when you look at the supply side, we've got the ending stocks, which turn into beginning stocks, which are the supply side cushion for the new crop marketing year. They just seem to be snowballing on us here some, Ben. And I don't wish any will, ill on anybody, but the best way to fix it is to have a crop problem, right?
Well, that's one way. Yeah, that's definitely the easiest way.
The quickest way.
Yeah, it's funny we both came to that conclusion at the same time. But, you know, it's the quickest way because, I mean, it just takes a while to build demand and to build demand challenges. But, we are seeing a little bit of shift in our, you know, kind of our – I don't want to call it demand, but we'd largely relied on the world to kind of take our excess supplies. Now we've got other places around the world that are supplying that and increasing their production, namely, you know, South America. And again, not talking illy of South American producers, but, you know, they are picking up some of that production potential that's feeding into the global marketplace and competing with us. And it was mentioned about Russia. That has been my biggest fear as I've gone around to crop producer meetings this winter. They always ask me, well, what's the biggest risk? And I said, frankly, it's Russia, one of the world's largest producers of wheat, deciding that they're going to sell wheat at whatever price it takes to move it. Yep. And we're in that environment right now. And that's that should concern everybody from the standpoint of how much you know, soft red winter wheat we still have to move and to use. And now you've got a world's one of the world's largest suppliers, depending on the year of winter wheat, you know, soft red winter wheat, dumping it on the market at whatever levels they can get. That's a concern, right? That's a downside risk that we have to be aware of right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like Davis and I talked about in the news. It's not a question of if they will adjust the prices or the quotas or the taxes or the tariffs, whatever it is. They will make the adjustments necessary to be competitive in the export markets that they want to be competitive in. And, that makes it tough on that front. The other thing is, Ben, here we are with the farm bill hanging out over, you know, everything, trying to figure out exactly where that thing is going to go. And history shows us that Congress takes a snapshot of the current farm economic conditions and writes a bill to match up as best they can with those current economic conditions. Not a lot of forethought, not a lot of forward thinking. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get that done, Ben, in the environment that we're in, and to get a Title I, a commodity title, the Farm Safety Net, written in time to prevent what could be some real pain in the industry.
Yeah. So I would say that it is a little bit easier to move farm policy when you have a clear definition of what the underlying issue is, right? Like when the challenge or the crisis, whatever you want to call it, in the farming sector and across the countryside becomes more identifiable, it becomes easier to design policy, right? People kind of get more aligned in terms of, because they have a clear understanding of the issue, right? I'm not trying to say that you have to have a crisis to get a farm bill through. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, right, like it makes it a little bit easier. And I think the focus is starting to narrow. I think you're starting to recognize that people, I think you're starting to see that people are recognizing that the farm finance liquidity issue that is building is becoming more narrow, to where just having the liquidity or the current assets on the farm to be able to withstand, you know, these negative challenges or these negative financial hardships that could be coming down the line. I think that's now starting to become a little bit more narrow of a focus, and people are starting to identify that as something to help an area where farm policy can help with, right? Yeah. So again, I'm basically talking around the subject a little bit, but it becomes easier to design a bill when you have when everybody has a clear understanding of what the issue is. I think the clear issue that's starting. Yeah. And so this liquidity challenge that we see coming, is I think starting to define, you know, maybe what that issue. I will remind us though that, you know, there is some beauty in our current suite of safety net programs, and that, you know, at least for the agriculture risk coverage program, PLC to some sense, but at least for the agriculture risk coverage program, you know, it was designed with this period of going from high farm income to low farm income in mind. And so, you know, after we get through these initial couple of years, our county payments do start to become rather large as transition support, yeah, right? Like it's going to take a while because of the way the program's set up. We're kicking out some of those high revenue years now. They'll eventually keep coming into the formula, and it'll kick out more and more, you know, payments, right, basically on those ARC County programs. So,
right. Okay.
But they've been next to none the last couple of years, high farm income, no farm payments. But there is a little bit of a lag in that, right? So it's going to take a year or two to get those worked, you know, basically more aligned.
Yep. Okay. We've been talking big picture, long range issues here, Ben. Let's bring it a little closer to where we're at in time. And we've got the prospective plantings report, quarterly grain stocks report coming up at the end of the month. Focus on that acreage. The acreage intentions for me. What do you see happening there?
Well, this is one of the best days of the year in my life. It's always a fun day. It's usually a surprising day, and just, you know, it's a lot of fun, right? If you're interested in markets, it's a fun day. Yeah, so we're at 90. We're basically at 90 million acres of corn for our expectation. Wow. You know, private analysts are starting to come out. They're a little, you know, they're higher than that, which is kind of surprising the industry a little bit. That you know, we could be talking about 92.5, 93 million acres of corn. You know, we're at 91 is what our FAPRI estimate is for the year.
Okay.
And we think that that's reasonable. I mean, the economic returns for soybeans relative to corn are there to support reducing corn acreage. The flip side of that is it has been warm in February. February was a historically warm month, and talking with some of our fertilizer dealers here in the state of Missouri, they have all told me that February was the highest month of fertilizer demand that they have seen for any month of the year. I mean, we used a lot of fertilizer in May or in February. And that would signal, you know, maybe some more corn acres coming. And so there is this uncertainty, and that's what makes the end of the month, the you know, the planting intentions report in March so fun. I would just simply say that we've got two competing things. The profitability is not there for expanding corn, or, you know, keeping corn acreage at 93 million, 92 million acres of corn. You know, that would still be lower than where we were last year.
Yeah.
But profitability wise, that's too many corn acres. However, it's been warm. People like to plant corn. Fertilizer has gone on. That would signal, you know, that the corn acreage might be a little bit to the high side.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Ben, these are fun conversations, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good one, Chip. Thanks, Davis. You bet.
All right. That is Ben Brown, University of Missouri. Davis and I will be right back to wrap things up here on AgriTalk.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Joining us now, Kyle Hawkins. Kyle is from Bogard, Missouri. Gopher Gold winner at 103 bushels per acre. It's a challenging year in 2023, wasn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, very challenging, very challenging. Yeah, we had spotty rains and dry, windy conditions, and we didn't think we was ever going to be sitting here, that's for sure. So,
yeah. So talk to me about the history of Golden Harvest products on your operation.
The Golden Harvest come onto our farm back about 13 years ago. We started doing some side-by-side trials with another competitor now, and we was, you know, seeing the yield differences in the kind of soils that we were running. We're looking for a consistent yield, not the biggest yield, but consistency, and Golden Harvest provides that through across every acre of our farm.
Okay, the consistency that you just mentioned, is that why you keep going back to it year after year?
Yes, that's why we keep going back to it. You know, I mean, they've got good resources that you can rely on. We use a lot of their chemistry as well through Syngenta. And if you've got a problem, they'll stick behind it. And customer service is bar none. They do a great job, you know, standing behind their products. When you have that limited one thing or two things that may happen, which, you know, I mean, the way the weather is now and the way the way variability is, I mean, you just never know what you're going to get. And they stick behind it, and they will make it right.
Yep. Talk to me specifically about the Go for Gold winner this year. What was it?
Oh, it was a 4222 Extend Flex. We started that bean back in 2020, and we started planting early beans. And we had 37 acres that yielded a little over 100. And we've never been a big contest, you know, kind of farm people. I mean, we just stick to our roots and keep pushing forward. And they're like, this year, well, you ought to enter that bean in this contest. You know, you've been having good success with it. So we did. And I didn't think we would ever have a snowball chance, you know.
Yeah.
And we did. And it was on an acre and a half. And I was really stoked with getting that kind of result.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's Kyle Hawkins. Winner of the Go for Gold, Kyle's from Bogard, Missouri.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
In fact, we are here right now on AgriTalk, your pal Davis Michelson. So glad you decided to join us today. I've switched from coffee to delicious flavored sparkling water. You ever drink this stuff in the cans?
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite things.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if this is a new thing. I feel like I just sort of really leaned into it, I don't know, starting a few months ago, maybe six months ago or so.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I like bubbly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cheap.
Yep. Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Something came up on my Facebook while I was supposed to be paying attention to the show. Who would you rather have lunch with, Chip? It was a photograph. The photograph included three celebrities. I wonder who you would rather have lunch with. Are you ready for the three?
You bet.
The first one, Carrie Fisher. The second, Ringo Starr.
Ooh.
And the third, John Ritter. Who would you rather have lunch with?
Can number, I say?
Well, you're, sure. Big Apple Joe, you're coming with Ringo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Ringo. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Being a drummer himself, he, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I am a Beatles fan. No question. Carrie, no.
No?
No.
No Princess Leia for you?
No.
Okay.
No. See, and the thing is, if I would bring my wife, the whole time, that would be, the whole conversation would be Star Wars then, and I'm not that much into it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay?
Fair enough.
So, I enjoy a good lighthearted lunch.
Okay.
I think I'm going with Ritter.
John Ritter it is. I'm glad we got this ironed out.
Yeah.
I just happened to see a picture of the three of them hanging out together. Like,
that's
what an
weird.
Unlikely trio.
Yeah. I'd take my wife, though. That would give me somebody that I really wanted to talk to at lunch.
Is she listening today? Is that what this is?
It might be going on here? That could be what's happening.
I'm going to put you down for Carrie Fisher. High cattle prices keep kind of coming up here. We touched on it a little bit yesterday with Rick Brock from the Brock Report, and then Ben Brown had some thoughts today as well. Yeah. I'd love to hear you talk cattle.
Yeah, you know, and what Ben said was that you look at the different markets, and they're not all low price markets. You got the cattle market, for example, that's very high priced. But when you look at the different segments of that cattle industry, the profitability, the spectrum of profitability is as wide as I've ever seen it.
Okay.
If you're raising calves and selling them off the cow, and they've got everything that they need when they go through that sale barn ring, holy smokes, you're making some money. The cow is making you some money with the calves. But up at Aberdeen earlier this week, Aberdeen, South Dakota, I heard, I saw reports, and I believe they're correct, that the 7-weight black steers were at $3 plus. That's just so you know. I mean, if the steer's weighing 700 pounds at $3, that's $2,100.
Yeah.
A head. Not for three or four of them.
See?
That's a piece.
Yes. And the next layer is some guy loads those up and takes them home.
Right.
He's got to make a profit on those.
Yeah. So what's your cost to gain?
Right.
If you're out there buying corn right now, maybe that's a better deal than if you're a farmer feeder and raising the corn. Right? Because if corn right now is under the cost of production, you'd rather be buying it than growing it and feeding it to these animals. But if you are a farmer feeder and your cost of production is $5 at 200 bushel or 220 bushel, you're do you really want to be walking the corn off the farm when it's that kind of a deal? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that when you do the cattle crush right now and take that feeder cost against your feed cost and your cost to gain, whether it be 95, 93, 95 cents, whatever, it's awfully difficult to take the opportunities that are in the market right now and hedge a profit into that fat animal. It's crazy to say that when we're up here near all-time highs in the Fed cattle market, but that's the situation.
Ben Brown also steered us into a brief discussion of ARC and PLC, talking about how ARC was designed for market transitions like we're presently seeing.
That's
You agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. PLCs, no, because PLC is just your reference price and payments driven off of how the national average on-farm cash price relates to that reference price. Now, the ARC revenue coverage is based off of the Olympic average of the revenue that your farm has generated on a per-acre basis. So if you've got a couple of high revenue years in your Olympic average, yeah, it can turn into a significant payment. But an extended period of low prices where we're out there trying to rebuild demand or retake market share.
2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
The number's three.
Okay.
The number's three. That's when it really starts to hurt.
Okay.
Okay? So just some things to think about as we make plans for going forward. Speaking of making plans, National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook for March 26th through the 30th. Below normal temperatures expected most of Wisconsin, the western half of Illinois, and parts west of that, near normal temperatures to above normal temperatures in the northeast part of the country. Near normal in the eastern Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation expected over most of the upper Midwest. Southern Iowa, Missouri, Kansas looking at near normal on the precip. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. We're going to get the latest on EPA's tailpipe emissions, at least the proposals from Jeff Cooper at the RFA tomorrow morning. Here on AgriTalk.
At FDN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers: progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before.
And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.